You're listening to SBS News.
Wedding guests supposed to be celebrating a union of love are now burying their dead. IS says it was behind a suicide blast at a wedding reception in Kabul that claimed the lives of 63 people. At one gravesite, 13 members of one family were laid to rest. Relatives of the victims, grief-stricken.
In this attack, I myself lost two family members, my brother and my nephews. We could never imagine that such an incident could happen at a wedding.
More than 1,000 guests were witnessing the signing of the marriage certificate for a Shia Muslim Hazara couple when an IS suicide bomber detonated his vest packed with explosives. Miraculously, the bride and groom survived but are now haunted by what unfolded. The groom is numbed by the tragedy.
I've lost hope. I've lost my brother, my friends who came to join my wedding party. All those killed were labourers and poor people attending the ceremony. Rich people do not come and participate in the poor people's ceremonies.
The incident, too tragic even for the Taliban, who condemned the suicide bombing. But Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani, says the group can't absolve themselves of blame because they give a platform to terrorists.
The targeting of our people in such events like wedding parties, schools, mosques, markets, and public places indicates the atrocity of a terrorist group who are determined to kill innocent people.
Just 6 weeks out from elections, there's fear this attack, the worst in Afghanistan in 18 months, could represent a shift in strategy for IS as they target civilians. Donald Trump called the attack horrible and said a small force of 1,300 US troops will stay on to keep control. The US Special Envoy in Afghanistan stressing efforts to defeat Islamic State must be accelerated. But President Trump says peace talks with the Taliban remain in progress.
We're having very good discussions with the Taliban. We're having very good discussions with the Afghan government. And we have things under control very well with a small force. We can probably make it a little bit smaller and then we'll decide. It'll depend on the Taliban. It'll depend on the Afghan government. But there is a case to be made, and the case also is that we're going to be leaving very significant intelligence behind for just the reasons I stated.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.